Okay, can you hear me? Can you see me? First of all, refuah shleima to those of you on screen who have COVID, but thank you for being on screen instead of being right in front of me, so that I'm very appreciative. Okay, basically, what we are talking about is in Se'if Tesvav and Shulchan Aruch, which is that if I have a mikvah with arba'im sa'ah, or if I have a ma'ayan with kol shehu, so I'm allowed to do is pour as much she'uvim as I want into it, and that makes everything grand. That is matir everything. That's the basic halacha that we learned so far. The shach, both here in Se'if Katin Nun Aleph, as well as the shach later on in Se'if Katin Kuf Yud Beis, takes a stand that the only time I'm machshir the she'uvim is when the she'uvim has an ongoing connection to the original water that is kosher. The shach taanis, let's say I have what we call a bor zeriah, which means that I have a kosher basin of water. And I open up the tap water from the city. Amir Hashem, tomorrow I'm going to discuss with you why the tap water is not good on its own for a mikvah. If I open the tap water from the city and it goes into that bar and it overflows into another bar, so that's called bar zeriah. That, according to the shach, does not work if the bar tevilah, if the area I actually immersed myself, was empty beforehand. That's the shach in Se'if Katin Nun Aleph. The shach in Se'if Katin Kuf Yud Beis talks about what we call in general a bar hashaka. The idea of a bar hashaka is that I have a basin of kosher water right next to a basin of pasul water. I have a hole between those basins. When I have that hole between the basins, that makes the she'uvim water okay. The shach holds, however, that the she'uvim water is only okay close when the hole is open. If I plug that hole up, it is problematic. If you remember, the shach in Se'if Katan Nun Aleph has a diuk from a Rabbeinu Yerucham that in the case of Zeriah, it's going to be possible. The shach in Se'if Katin Kuf Yud Beis quotes that Rabbeinu Yeruchim has two opinions. And in both situations, both in Se'if Katin Kuf Yud Beis and Se'if Katin Nun Aleph, the shach writes Tov L'Hachmir. So the shach holds that you're supposed to be machmir, that the neck of Hashaka has to be open the whole time. You're supposed to be machmir, that the basin that I'm tovel in is really connected to my basin of kosher water in the case of Zeriah. That seems to be the yesod of the shach again and again and again. That is the dinim of Hashaka and Zeriah. Now, on a certain fundamental level, there seems to be a large question as to how I go about purifying tamei water. Or let's say it like this: tamei water, the Mishnah in Beis HaYudzayin of Beis says, I purify tamei water with Zeriah. Rashi comments that you can't put tamei water into a mikvah and make a tahar. A mikvah only is metaher adam and kelim. It's not metaher eichel and mashkim. If I have a tamei apple and I stick it in the mikvah, now I have a wet tamei apple. No, the mikvah does not purify the tamei apple. The mikvah does not purify the tamei water. The reason the tamei water becomes tahar, zakt Rashi, is because of a principle called Zeriah. Zeriah means, ki'ilu, I am planting the water, the planting the tamei water into the tahar water. That's Zeriah. Right? I use the term Zeriah and Hashaka kind of the way they're used in Yiddish. In a more precise way, Zeriah means I am planting the tamei water. The Rishonim who hold that you need Rishonim who hold that you do not need an ongoing chibur. The Rishonim who say that when I open the plug between the Mayim She'uvim and the Mayim that are Kasher Mayim, when I just open the plug, that solves all the problems. Those Rishonim are saying that this din of Zeriah is not limited to Tumah and Tahara, but it extends to the Psul of She'uvim as well. I remove the psul of she'uvin al yedei zeriyah. By planting it, it removes the din of she'uvin. Those rishonim who say that you need an ongoing connection probably hold, and now I am speaking Reb Chaim language, as quoted in the Sefer Imre Moshe, Simon Aleph, also Lamed Chesed following, they probably hold that the way I permit she'uvim water is by creating a single tevila basin with the kosher water. So what I need is an open hole. Kozman, that hole is open, I have established a single basin that I can immerse in, and that's okay. But if I close that hole, the water that was she'uvim beforehand, I could say it's chozer v'negor, I can use that expression, or I can use an expression that it was always she'uvim. It's just that when I went to the mikveh, it was ki'ilu I'm going in the mayim k'sherim. And now that I plug up the hole, I don't have the heter anymore. So the shaila in the shach in Oz Kuf Yud Beis, the standard understanding of the shach is that the machlokes, the two opinions of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, are talking as to whether this din of Zeriah that Rashi digs up in Beit Zayud Zayin Amid Beis, that the Gemara in Psachim Lamed Dalet has, is that din of Zeriah only for Tum and Tahara? Right? We know that I could take a Tumme onion and plant it in the ground. So I could also take a Tumme water and plant that water. Okay, great. It removes Tumah. But does it also help She'uvin? That's the machlokes, the two opinions in the Shach and Kuf Yud Beis. Okay, this I think is a hakdama that we have already covered. Now, to go through a few nafgaminos as to whether it is working midin chibur or midin zeriyah, let me say a few brief points. First of all, if it's working midin zeriyah, what does it mean to plant something, by the way? If I take an onion and I plant it, how deeply embedded in the dirt does that onion have to be? If I just touch the onion to the top of the dirt, is that considered planting? Right, we're going to be learning Hilchos Shabbos. We learned Hilchos Shabbos last year, we'll be learning it again in 2 years. Right? Is that called zeriyah? Or does zeriyah mean that it has to mamish be covered entirely? So in the Sefer of Rav Nissen Tolushkin, he basically comments that no one says that zeriyah has to be that it's completely underground with respect to the mayim. Those who hold of zeriyah by the mayim, if I want to remove she'uvin, i.e. zeriyah, if it just touches a teeny bit, that's okay. I might not be able to, right? If I just touch it, it's okay. This idea is found in Mishnayos. The Mishnah in Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches, speaks about how I can be mashiko afilo kesara v'dayo. Right? I can use just a hair breadth of connection. If I'm assuming that that is a form of zoreah, That means that a hair breadth of connection suffices to be considered a connection. It doesn't have to be completely underground. That's one hakara. Okay, now, what are the nafkaminas? Whether Zaireta is the paradigm that I am removing the psul she'uvim, or whether it's considered chibor to the mikvah. Right? Those are the two basic possibilities. So yesterday, or 2 days ago, whenever we learned last, we presented one question that Rabbi Binyamin Cohen in the Chalkas Binyamin addresses, which is page 96, I believe. He addresses the question, is there a din of Ein Mevatlin Isra L'Chatchila? If you hold that I permit the water that she'uvin ayidei zeriyah, so I'm not being mevatel the iser. If I take an onion that somebody put it in the ground, I'm not being mevatel it. No, planting is not being mevatel. However, if it's out chibor, so one could argue that this is called being mevatel the iser. Now, this is not at all intuitive. In fact, I don't think it's really correct. Because when I say the two mikvahs are connected, does that mean that the mayim that was shav is now batal to the other mayim, to the mayim that was kasher? And then when I stop it up again, it's chozer v'neir? Am I using Yerideya terminology of bitul and chozer v'neir? Or maybe not. Maybe the pshat is that the Torah says I have to immerse myself in a mikveh mayim, in a basin of water. I have to be magdir, this basin of water. Is this a basin of water that's shav, or is it a basin of water that's not shav? If there is water that's not shav in this basin, 40 sa'ah of water that's not shav, so the whole basin is considered a basin of non-shavim. So the fact that my body is technically covered in water, that the particles of that water are she'uvim particles, I don't care. Because the halacha of tevila is not that I immerse in water, but that I immerse in a basin of water. I want to develop this svar a little bit more as we go on. But the halacha is I immerse myself. It's not that I need the water to cover me, per se. The Targum Unkos writes, Mikve Mayim means Bay Kneshas Mayim. It's the place where the water is gathered. The din is I have to enter a makom that is called a Mikve Mayim. And there's a psul, maybe the Raisa, maybe Drabanan, if that Mikve Mayim is shav. But if I have non-she'uvim and I'm mikveh mayim, so then I am entering a basin of water that's not shav, and it's great. Once I plug it up, thus means that I'm not entering a basin of water that is not shav. Because once I plug it up, that means it's two different basins. So it's not a halacha that the water is batal. Right, we spoke about maybe bitul can't even work on the water. No, didn't we discuss that at one point? Maybe bitul can't work on the water. It's not a din in bitul. It's a din that I have to enter a mikveh mayim. I have to enter a area of contained water that is not shav. Kolzman, it's one container. Kolzman, the hole is open. I am entering a basin of water that is non-shavu.
Even if my
body is totally covered by particles of water which are she'uvin, it doesn't matter because I'm in a basin that is defined as a basin that's non-shavu.
We don't say, let's say the shavu type of basin being brought up to the bigger basin.
I don't think I need bittul. I'm just defining, right? We spoke about like halacha harov versus bittul, right? Halacha harov means I define the basin. The basin is not shalom. So basically, one nafkamina, whether it's a din of zoreya or a din of chibur, is whether there's a possibility of a mavatlanis v'chatchila. I don't like that nafkamina because it seems to me that chibur does not mean bittul. It seems to me that chibur means chibur non-bittul. So far, so good. Let's give a few other brief nafkaminas. The Sefer Mikveh Mayim, beautiful Sefer. The Mikveh Mayim, Rabbi Yirmiya Katz. I once did a chalitza with him, by the way. totally random, no? He wanted to see a chalitza in the Bezin of America. I wasn't a dying on the chalitza. I was there just to watch. He was also there just to watch. Because it's like, cool, how often do you see chalitzas? So Rabbi Yirmiya Katz, a beautiful Sefer, the Mikveh Mayim. And Rabbi Yirmiya Katz has the following shayla. Are you allowed to pull the plug on Shabbos? Okay, pulling the plug. Very serious shayla in other areas of Yeridaya. No? Murder. But in this case, pulling the plug is a din in mikvahs. Am I allowed to pull the plug on Shabbos? That's a shayla. If the din of pulling the plug is that I am being matir that water. So one could argue that this is considered some sort of tikkun mana. I'm fixing the water on Shabbos. I'm fixing something that's possible. Now you're going to say, hey, Schwartz, what type of tikkun mana is there and something that's not a keli? So I'll tell you that many Vishayinim, Ubeinehem Rashi, hold that the reason I can't be mafresh trumas and maestris on Shabbos is because it's like tikkun mana. No, I'm fixing the food. So I'm fixing the water. I'm making that water kosher. If it's zoreya, it might be usher. However, if it's not a din of zoreya, if it's a din of chibur, should be mutter. Right? There's no iser to be mechaber two things unless I'm being soser or boine, no? Or unless I'm being soser, let's say. Okay, I'm not doing a malach of soser because the plug is meant to go in and out. It's like opening a door and closing a door. So that is another nafgamina. Another nafgamina might be what we learn in Se'if Chaf Dalet, which is the sugya of nosan se'ah v'notal se'ah. Nosan se'ah v'notal se'ah. What does this mean? Let's have a mikvah of arba'im se'ah. And then what I do, what's it called? The ship of Tarsus? Right? At what point is a ship a different ship than I started with? Right? Or I have a shoe. I go and I buy a shoe. So then I buy new shoelaces. Is it still the same shoe? Yeah. Let's say I then, after I buy new shoelaces, I then replace the heels. So now I have new shoelaces and new heels. Is it still the same shoe? Let's say I have new shoelaces and new heels, and it rips at the top and I put a new thing on top. Is it still the same shoe? Right? See, the sugyas and shas. Shabbos Kufir Aleph. It's called the Ship of Tarsus. It's like a famous philosophical quandary. Okay? So Nosan Sa'ah V'Notal Sa'ah is the mikvahos equivalent of that. Meaning, I have Arba'im Sa'ah. Okay? What I do with that Arba'im Sa'ah is, I pour, let's say, one Sa'ah of Shu'uvim into it. Is the mikvah still kosher? 100%. No? Kosher mikvah. I have 40 Sa'ah and one Sa'ah of Shu'uvim still kosher. Let's say I take that Sa'ah out. Okay, now what? Do I say that the original water of our Arba'im Sa'ah is still there? Yeah, probably, because right? What the water that went in became kosher water. But let's say I do this again and again and again. I do it 21 times. So now, isn't it possible that the original water is no longer extant, and now I have a new thing? And maybe that new thing is no longer a kosher mikvah. So there's a machlokes that we show them in Se'if Chaf Dalet about nosan se'ah v'notal se'ah. The majority of Rishonim and the Beis Yosef Paskins without flinching, without blinking an eyelash, the Beis Yosef Paskins that nosan se'ah v'notal se'ah b'mayim shuvim shenaflu se'ah la'arba'im se'ah k'sherim v'notal mitochan se'ah acheres. I do it forever. Kosher is up to the Beis Yosef. No sun sa'ah, no tal sa'ah, kosher. Shach, Os Samach Gimel, says, well, not so simple, because the Rambam and the Raifid say it's a problem. Whoa. Go slowly. The Rambam and the Raifid say it's a problem. What's the problem exactly? So the problem is I'm not going to remain with the original water. But what do you mean? Every drop of water that I put in became kosher. The answer is that conceptually it doesn't work like that. If I hold that the heter of she'uvim is because of zri'ah, so then every bit of water that I put in becomes kosher of asar. Right? So then, nasan sa'av and natav sa'av, awesome, great, grand, glorious. But if I hold that the principle by which I permit the she'uvim is not based on zaria, but it's based on chibor, and that original water remains problematic, let's say, right? Again, maybe this makes more sense in the world of bitol and choser v'neyor, but those original particles of water that I pour in have a latent she'uvim status on them. So nasan sa'av and natav sa'av is going to be a problem. Now, the Rambam and the Raavad both say that nasan sa'av and natav sa'av is problematic. However, they say it in very different ways. You see, Azai, there is a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches, speaks about what we call classical barzria. I have kosher water. I pour my she'uvim water into it. The water goes down into another basin. I immerse in that basin. Well, dude, how can you do that? Isn't that a problem of nasan sa'ah, v'natal sa'ah? Every barzria should be puzzle. Nasan sa'ah, v'natal sa'ah. The Rambam says it's no good. Perek Dalet, halacha zayin of mikvahis. Rambam says it's no good. The Raavad, Balei HaNefesh, Aleph Gimel, says it's no good. But the Mishnah says it's good. The Mishnah says it's good. The Mishnah writes, Metarnes HaMikvah HaElyon Min HaTachton, HaRachok Min HaKarav, Mevi Silon Shel Cheres, O She'evar, Min HaTachton, Etc. Acho Mismalei, O Moshko Meshiko, Afikas Saradayo. The Mishnah says that Zriya helps. Isn't it against the Rambam and the Raavad? So the Kesef Mishnah there in Dalet Zayin, the Beis Yosef in our books, it's on page Reish Samach Aleph in the new Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef Tain is that when the Rambam says it's a problem, the Rambam says it's a gezera alts maris ayin. The Rambam writes that the reason why if I have a mikvah of 40 sa'ah and I put she'uvim into it, then they take out, then they put in, take out, put in, take out, is that it will look to the onlooker like this is a mikvah of she'uvim. It's maris ayin. Maris ayin, by the way, does not mean there's a guy Morris who has an eye. Right? Maris ayin means it looks bad.
What do you mean
mikvah? You're saying mikvah then it's fine? Mikvah then it's fine. And so the Mishnah in Perek Vav Mishnah Ches, right? The Mishnah over there says it's okay. Not only that, the Mishnah would be saying that it's okay, and I'm not gezer out maris ayin, because maris ayin is when I have a basin that I'm going to immerse in, and I take water out from that basin. I sit there with my bucket, putting water in, taking water out. That looks really bad. But if I have one area up here, and I pour water in and it goes down, that type of nasan sa'ah v'natal sa'ah, there's no din maris ayin on it. Because it's underneath, it doesn't look so bad. If it's not a din of maris ayin, it's okay. Pischei tshuva in sif chaf dalem, quotes in the Dogo Meiravava, that there's no din of nasan sa'ah v'natal sa'ah, as in the maris ayin din of the Rambam. It doesn't exist by a mayon. Because a mayon, everybody knows, it's constantly refilling itself. Right? That's what a mayon is. It's constantly refilling. Says no din anasin sabinatos abayamayan. In Reb Nissen Tolushkin's Sefer Taharas Mayim, I forgot which page it's in, Kufchav Aleph, he says that there's only a din of Nasan Sa'av and Natal Sa'av Altsmaris Ayin if you actually see the water going in and out. This is one of the biggest kulos in Judaism. But let's say I have a pipe and the Meha'ir is going in with the pipe. So I look at the pipe. I don't know whether the pipe, right? I see a pipe. You know what a pipe is? As you ever saw a pipe, no? So I'm looking at the pipe. I don't see that the water is going through that pipe. No maris ayin. The chalkas binyamin on these dinim. Tainas. Chalkas binyamin page reshmem vav. Says that let's say I have a drain at the bottom of a mikvah. And we try not to have drains at the bottom of the mikvah. You have a drain at the bottom of the mikvah. You pull it up, some water goes out. No one sees that you are, right? Like if I have a bathtub, no? And I do the flick thing, right? And that drain goes up. No one sees that the water is coming down. People don't see that. They don't realize. I'm not sitting with my bucket going in and out and in and out. No maris ayin.
Could have been in my ear.
What?
Could have been in my ear.
Could have been in my ear.
The sound of drainage.
Right. Exactly, maybe. Maybe, those ear time is maybe because you
can't. Because it's not Maris Ayin, it's Maris Oisin.
Maris Oisin, right. And if you're something like me, you can't hear anyway, it's great. So the basic issue is, according to the Rambam, they didn't nothing so benato, so which Bepashtos is connected to our question of Zriya versus Chibor. The Rambam says fundamentally it's a din zriya and it's all mutter. We didn't maris ayin, we say there's a problem. The Raivad, however, quoted both on page Reish Samach Aleph in the Beis Yosef and in Se'if Tes Vav in the Beis Yosef. In Se'if Tes Vav of the Beis Yosef, also on page Beis Nish Vav. Siftes above page Resh Nun Beis, the Ravid writes: if you have a mikveh shalim, it could be pasul b'she'uven. How does it get pasul b'she'uven? Zok the Beis Yosef. He probably means outs nasan sa'av and natal sa'av. It can't be that a mikveh shalim is pasul b'she'uven. Yeah, there's one shita, a Rashbam makes no sense. Rejected Rashbam. We don't hold like that Rashbam. The Ravid can't mean that. He means nasan sa'av and natal sa'av. But the Ravid holds that nasan sa'av and natal sa'av is a fundamental problem. It's not just a problem of maris ayin. That's already interesting. So the Ravid probably holds that the din of Eruv Mikvais, when a matir she'uven, that din only helps Midin Chibor. Aye, how does the Ravid learn the Mishnah in Perek Vav Mishnah Ches, where the Mishnah says Mitaharin Hamikvah HaElyon Min HaTachton? That Mishnah seems to say Beferish that Nasim Sav and Natal Sav is Kosher. So Zok the Taharas Mayim, Rabbi Nissen Tolushkin, he's one of our heroes. Rabbi Tolushkin Tainas, Neh. You have to understand that the Mikvah HaElyon, let's say, has 257 sa'ah of kosher water in it. And I pour 40 sa'ah into that Mikvah HaElyon. And then water comes down into Mikvah Tachtin. There ain't no chash of nasan sa'ah and natal sa'ah at all, because everybody knows that all the water that comes out is kosher water. Right? It's not Midin Maris Ayin, per se, because according to the Ravid, the din is a fundamental din. It's not a maris ayin dikadin, but it's a halacha that for sure there is no problem. For sure there's no problem. That's the way the Ravid would learn it. Also, it's worth noting that all of the acharonim say that when the Ravid tainas that there's a problem, that problem is only on the level of drabonon. Min ha-tayra, it's okay. And it could be that when the Mishnayos say that a machshir, the mikvah Tachton min ha'elyon, elyon min ha'tachton. Maybe that means on the level of Dairaksa. Maybe it means for Tevilas Kalim and they don't institute Din Drabbanon or something like that. So the Mishnah is not so difficult according to the Ravid. We can infer the Mishnah according to the Ravid. That's Parakvav Mishnah Ches. The Din of Hashokat Midas, which we explained, the Shachin Kuf Yud Beis, the Din of Hashokat Midas, which connects whether it's a Din of Zriah or a Din of Chibur, also relates to a Mishnah as well. Mishnah writes, Iruv Mikvais Kishvuferes Hanud, Parakvav Mishnah Zayin. Shvuferes Hanud means two fingers that turn around. Suffix Shvuferes Hanud is possible because it's a Din Do'iraisa. Zuck the Rash and the Rush, both over here. It's on the next mission. Perek Vav Mishnah Ches. Ramatir the Mikvah Elyon Min HaTachton. So the Rash and the Rush write. Lo Chai Shinon Shema Ba Adam Behifsek Hashakasai. Dilo Oso Lo Tevila. The Rash has such a lashon that I am machshir the mikveh elyon from the tachton, and I'm not nervous that someone is going to break that hashaka. Meaning, l'chaora, if someone does break the hashaka, it is broken. Meaning, the hashaka has to be constant and thorough, ongoing. That's the Rash. The Rash at the end of Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph also has a lashon that the hashaka has to be a permanent hashaka. No? The Rash writes, Meshika lemakum kasher, afa pishin zeh nichnas, lo chayshin an shema hifzika ha-hashaka, de'emas Yisrael olav utahayra. We're not worried a guy is going to come and be mafzik the hashaka. Goyim are scared of Jews. Yeah, right. Right? But goyim are scared of Jews. Right? We're not worried about it. That's what the Rash holds. So the Rash in Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches, Rash and Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, seems to say that there's a requirement of Hashaka Temidas. The Rash is the author of the statement that you do not need Hashaka Temidas. The Rash proves from a Mishnah Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel. Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel says, if I have three mikvahs, one mikvah has 20 sa'ah, A, B, and C. A has 20 sa'ah, B has 20 sa'ah, kasher 20 sa'ah in each. C has 20 sa'ah, that's possible. You go into mikveh A, water flows over into mikveh B, flows over into mikveh C, kasher. It's all kasher. Why is it kasher? Is that the Rash? Hashaka. Hashaka, it touched. I broke the connection after. Rush says, from Dan Zetman, from here you see, that it's all going to be kosher. Yet the Rush in Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches, the same Rush writes that when I have the ear of mikvahs in the sense of the mikveh elyon and the mikveh tachton, I'm not choshesh, maybe a person's going to come and be mafsik. Well, one second, according to the Rush, even if you're mafsik, it's okay. So what's the Rush even speaking this language for? Good kasha. Good kasha. Oh. So, Taharas Mayim, page 121, Chokas Binyamin, page 146, they give various answers, but the basic answer that I like is as follows. If you read the Rush, in the Perush HaRush, in Perek Vav Mishnah Ches, the Rush says that you need Iruv Mikvahs or Shvuferes Hanot. You need that hole to be Ma'ariv LeMikvah. If that hole is stuffed up, it's a problem. Unless you at least have a Saira that connects them. You see, there's a steer in Mishnayis. On the one hand, Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin says, Iruv Mikvahs is a Shvuferes Hanot. Shufras Hanukkah said is either 5 centimeters or 7.5 centimeters. Chabad says it's 1 tefach by 1 tefach. In the Tshuvas of the Shevet Halevi, he says that the Chabad practices against the halacha because Shufras Hanukkah is a shear that's halacha l'meishim Sinai. He can't argue on the shear that's halacha l'meishim Sinai. A tefach by tefach is way bigger than Shufras Hanukkah. Supposed to be 2 atzbeis that go around. Chabad is against the halacha. Maybe the pshat and the Chabad idea, Rabbi Simon writes in his Maimer in the Kol Tzvi, is that the type of mikvos at the time of the Alter Rebbe would be that people were actually tova in kelim, and to be tova in a keli itself, according to some of the Rishonim in Kli 8, you need a motzi rimon to be mafkia et midin kli, and motzi rimon might be a tefach by a tefach. So maybe the Chabad practice is a holdover from what they used to have. But we know Shufaris and their helps, Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin. Perek Vav Mishnah Ches says, Saira helps. Dude, which one is it? Shofar Sanur or Saira? So there are a few approaches that are taken. The Rash takes the approach that on the level of Da'iraisa, you need a Shofar Sanur. If you have to remove a Psal Da'iraisa, Shofar Sanur is good enough. If, however, I'm removing a Psal Rabbanan like She'uvim, then I only need a Saira. And that's what the Mechaber paskins in Se'if Nun Beis and Se'if Nun Gimel. When there's a psul d'iraisa, let's say Havayasa Yedidavim Kabal Tumah, according to Moses d'iraisa. So in that case, I need a Shofar Hanur. If I am being moirid of psul d'rabbanan, so then a Saira is good enough. That is what the Rash says. The Rush, however, writes in his commentary, Perek Vav Mishnah Ches, the Rush writes Andrish. The Rush says that you need a Shofaris Hanun to begin with, but a Cyrus would have to remain at the end. It's an unbelievable Rush. In the Chelkas Binyamin somewhere, he says no one seems to agree with the Rush, but the Rush writes that, meaning. I think when the Rush says that Hashaka is a din of Zriya and it solves the problem in Gansin, not exactly. It only solves the problem entirely if I have some residual tiny connection of a Saira. Again, and if you think I'm making this up, I'll show you the Rush's words. As I schreibt it, that's what the Rush said. I need a Saira that remains, or else it's not a Hashaka. So that's how the Rush answers the Steer in Mishnayis. That's how the Rush answers the Steer in Mishnayis. So I think that's going to be the answer to our questions. We asked, hey, dude, Rush, you say it works midin Zriya. How come you're worried about the Hefzik? How come you're saying, oh, I'm not nervous and Adam's going to be Mafzik? I'll tell you why not. Because a Hefzik, Taka could be a problem according to the Rush if it's complete Hefzik. If it's such a hefsek that nothing gets through, that's a problem according to the Rush. Some say a hefsek ayudeya adam is worse because an adam might be mekabel tuma. But basically, what we have is as follows. There is a question about whether you need hashaka tmidis. That ha'ora is a question whether I remove the psul of the mayim. Is it a din of zriya or is it a din of hashaka? That is the pasuk. The Chazon Ish changes Judaism. The Chazon Ish writes in his opinion that the question as to whether you need Hashaka Tzmidis is, if I close that hole, is that the equivalent of Nasan Sa'av and Natal Sa'av? And you have to think about this creatively. He's right. What's Nasan Sa'av and Natal Sa'av? Right, that the water, I take some out, put new in. I'm taking away the pasul water. No, I'm taking away the kosher water, whatever it is. But lemaisa, if I stuff it up, maybe that's the equivalent of nasan sa v'natosa. Think about it. Have a great day. Pray mincha.